Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 16 through 34. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Dan Johnson, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Hillsdale, Michigan.
I know a shortcut. At first, this may be a very tempting thing to try, especially if you are traveling and you're running a bit late. Who doesn't want a shortcut? It would seem to solve so many problems and help us to arrive at a destination faster. I'm sure, though, that you have also experienced the problem of a shortcut gone bad. Not only did the journey take longer, but you may have ended up being lost in the process. But before we go any farther, I'd like to share the most important truth. There is only one way to life with God. That way is Jesus Christ. There are no shortcuts. In fact, outside of God's way, all other paths are actually deceptions, shortcuts that lead to being lost and in spiritual danger. The way that Jesus Christ proclaimed tells us the truth about ourselves. God's word shows us our great need due to our sin, our profound separation from God. But rather than ending on that gloomy note of reality, Jesus uses this truth to show us his love for sinners. Through his sacrifice for us on the cross and his resurrection, he has done what we could not do. He has reunited us with our Heavenly Father. We will spend our whole lives growing to appreciate this profound reality of grace and love. Our baptism is God's gift of assurance for us in our spiritual struggles, because there God bound us to our victorious Lord Jesus. As we gather and worship each week and receive Holy Communion, time and eternity touch in the true body and blood of Jesus in Holy Communion. Though still in the pilgrimage of this life, we are at once home in the Lord and strengthened for our continued journey in faith. Now, what are some of the tempting shortcuts that Jesus revealed for us today? The first one concerns the temptation to confuse faith with an outward display of spirituality. Whether the outward display is for one's own feeling about spirituality or to impress others, it doesn't matter. Faith is more than just the reflection in a mirror. Any spiritual practice, even fasting, that is used without serious attention to repentance and faith in Jesus is a wrong turn. Jesus' teaching helps us to focus on faith. If we are tempted to become superficial through outward spirituality, Jesus reminds us that God knows our hearts. He sees us in secret and calls us to repentance and faith in Jesus. The second tempting shortcut is the path of materialism. I don't know of anyone who would like to say he or she is materialistic. However, such a confession may very well be more wise. Indeed, being physical beings, we are sorely tempted to worship God's gifts rather than God himself. Materialism is routinely touted as the shortcut to happiness in many ways in our commercial culture. In addition to that, how often haven't you heard someone talk of winning the lottery as the salvation for any number of ills? Yet again, Jesus teaches us that there are no shortcuts. In fact, the freedom unleashed by sudden gains in wealth often result in a person's true sinful problems being unleashed, manifesting themselves in painful and destructive ways. Jesus teaches us the truth about our hearts, namely that there's only room for one God, only one love of our lives. If we give that place to material possessions, we will lose everything. You can't serve two masters. There is no shortcut. Finally, Jesus addresses something that is so negative that one could hardly call it a tempting shortcut. Yet we must admit that though it is negative, it is tempting to practice the shortcut called anxiety. What is anxiety? I'm sure that we could come up with many definitions, but for me, it boils down to thinking that if only I could have my way, things would be better. It would be a good shortcut. This is especially tempting when life is difficult. But here again, we must confront our troubles through the cross of Jesus and his holy example. He didn't take a shortcut, but he went to the cross for you and for me. He has forgiven our sins, and he will not abandon us when our way is hard. Instead, he uses the troubles that we face to help us to grow in repentance and faith. He relieves our anxiety by pointing to his faithful love and helping us to trust in him above all things. There are no shortcuts, but there is the way to eternal life. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, calls you to follow him each day. May God's peace be with you always. In Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Dan Johnson for today's meditation on God's Word.